Merry Thursday morning, everybody. Thursday, January 19, 2023. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, brought to you by the Snood Factory, www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake here. I better stop yelling podcast because that makes me cough. Still dealing with the hoarseness in my voice. By the way, it is Tom Drake. Who else would get involved with this mess? I'm on board Oceania Serena. We are anchored off the private island, Great Stirrup Cay. It is a overcast, misty day. Not a great start for this cruise. We have a 10-day cruise to Panama City. 7 a.m. arrival this morning at the private island. That's not such a good idea. Miami, think about this. They just got on board. They travel all over the United States, U.S. and Canada and U.K. from everywhere. They're exhausted. They're beaten. The first thing you do is get them up at 7 o'clock in the morning to look at some sand and have a hot dog. Give that some thought next time. That's called biting the hand that feeds you. There's the duck. Thank you, Ron. I still have the hoarseness in my voice, as if you need me to tell you that. I did go to an urgent care center yesterday in Miami. I walked in, I sat down, I realized it would be more urgent for me to get the hell out of there. Taking over-the-counter medicine, Dayquil and other stuff, and hopefully hot tea and lemon and odds and ends and Zambuca, so maybe that'll help. We'll see. All right, stop rambling. Somebody play that music. Real quickly, you know, if you're a first-time listener of the podcast, thank you very much. All I do here is kind of tease you, tickle you, something like that. I find a bunch of stories throughout the trades related to the cruise and travel industry. I talk about them quickly, give you my 2 cents. It's not even worth 2 cents now with inflation. And then you decide whether you want to go further. Maybe you quote me. Maybe you ignore me. Maybe you don't even listen to it. But maybe you go on and find your own story about this story so you can tell other people stuff that they don't really care about. That's what I do, and hopefully someday I'll get paid for it. Be exciting. This is a story that I should have left alone. I saw this on Politico. I shouldn't be reading Politico because I don't do politics in my act. It's the kiss of death. I shouldn't know anything, but it's involving the cruise and travel industry, it's cruise and travel because it involves the migrants that are traveling to the United States because this is the land of plenty. This is where you go to succeed in life. I agree with them 100%. My heart breaks for them, but the bottom line is there's a procedure to do it. I have friends that pay thousands and thousands of dollars for green cards because they did it right. There should be a wall. I don't care what anybody thinks. Obama signed for the wall. Clinton signed for the wall. Schumer signed for the wall. Biden signed for the wall. They all agreed to the wall when George Bush was president. They agreed that was the right thing to do, but now politically it's not the right thing to do, so it's caused just a few problems like Texas being overrun and now New York City, and that's where we go with this story, because Mayor Adams, the one that they thought was the answer, now you realize maybe if he was a rapper, because that's what he wants to be, he doesn't even want to be mayor now. He wants to be the president of the United States. Anybody that doesn't believe that just doesn't follow this guy. He is, oh my God, he's Obama Jr. Anyway, he's in Washington, D.C. now talking, not to the federal government. They're not even giving him an interview. They're not even talking to him, but he's there with the governors. He's there with the mayors. And he wants money. He wants about $2 billion. He thinks there'll be a $2 billion budget shortfall because of, I don't know, maybe there's 20,000 migrants that have come from Texas. That's a lot per person, baby. Where are you going to put them? Where are you going to put them that you need $2 billion? You know where he wants to put them? On cruise ships. He's talking about doing it again. It's so expensive, Mayor Adams. It's not a good idea. You know what else isn't a good idea? Going to the border to look at the problem when you have a city that's full of problems. You might want to think about going back home and doing your own job. You suddenly become the Black de Blasio. Is that racist? Probably not. He's African-American and de Blasio wasn't, as far as I know. Anyway, the point of all this, none. I shouldn't be talking about it. I just want you to know that it's possible. The only people excited about Mayor Adams using cruise ships would be Costa, because they have a couple doing nothing, so they could probably charter it up. They also charter now car ferries, but passenger ferries from other parts of the world that could bring them in there. But he's not going to be taking an NCL cruise ship and chartering it for migrants. It would cost a fortune. Get to the real stories, Tommy. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby, who, by the way, looks like he just had his bar mitzvah, and I don't think he's Jewish. He looks so young. He was interviewed. He's always interviewed. And he was talking about the the industry's capacity aspirations for 2023. Let's take that apart. Basically, he had a meeting with all of his underlings and overlings and said, hey, how many people do you think we're going to fly in 2023? How many flights are we going to have in 2023? And his people said, Mr. Kirby, you must refer to it as our capacity aspirations, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to aspirate our capacity. So anyway, he's saying that they'll never reach them. They're unachievable. Not for his airline, but for the budget airlines. Throw somebody else under the bus there, Scotty boy. What he's saying is this. In 2023, the big three, United, American, and Delta, they plan to fly less, make more money, and probably fly more people. They'll have less flights. You know why? Because we have a pilot shortage. They need 10,000 pilots in the industry. They only have 6,500. So it's not their fault they're out of pilots. It's somebody else's fault. So we don't have enough pilots. Since because of that, we can't fly more planes. Because of that, the planes are going to be really crowded. And on top of that, we're going to make a lot of money. After they got billions of dollars in federal tax money to keep them alive, not loans, they were given it to stay alive, to repay the American people. They're going to stick it up the old IRS. Bing, bang, boom. They plan on flying less flights and making more money. You got to love it. That's their job. It's the same as the rental car industry. When they get rid of all the cars during the pandemic because nobody left their house, when they brought them back, they said, wait a minute, we don't need to bring them all back. We'll have less cars and we'll charge more. Have you looked at trying to rent a car? They're all charging the same exorbitant prices, and maybe they're not exorbitant. Maybe they're what they always should have been, but they were always competing with each other. So you got, there's no deals anymore. It's ridiculous. You know what? I have a rental car scheduled for February 7th from Miami to Orlando. It's with a company called Sixt, S-I-X-T, Sixt. You see them everywhere now. I never used them. I'm loyal to National. I'm an Ember Club member. I'm loyal to Avis. Not anymore. I'm loyal to Sixt. I'm renting a BMW SUV for $100 a day. I think Avis wants that for a Ford Fiesta, one of those toaster on tires. So that's what's going to happen. I think that Sixt will be the beneficiary of the greed and arrogance of the large rental car companies. I also think these new airlines like Breeze and other ones that are starting up, I think they're going to be okay too. And they might get the pilots. Remember Delta went under and stuck everybody, pension, the whole nine yards. It wasn't that long ago. You can't trust these guys. So it'll get competitive. You're a pilot. Everybody wants to fly United, Delta, and American. Sure they do. But why not? If you can fly somewhere else and the money's just as good and the treatment's better other than the Southwest, what's my point of this? That's what I want to know. I'm doing this myself going, what's my point of this? My point is, watch what happens. Delta, American, United, huge money. United reported, just in this past quarter, all right, I'm looking for it now. They made a lot more money. I can't find it right now. Hey, look, this isn't 60 minutes. It's not even 30 minutes. It's 15 minutes or whatever. Point is, you can go look it up and see what United made in the last quarter. It was more than 2019. Flying less planes. Smart people. He doesn't look good. It looks like he's 10, but pretty smart. MSC Cruises. Do I ever talk about them? Just every friggin' day. They're in the news again. They're all over this because they're coming to the United States. I mean, this is a serious move by MSC, the largest cargo carrier in the world, according to them. They are now the official cruise line partner of the New York Knicks. There's a reason. New York City is New York City. It's the Big Apple. You want to make it, you make it there, whatever. And they're going to bounce a few balls with the Knicks now. And I don't know what they paid for it. It's a 3-year marketing partnership, and it'll be promoted with LED signage and also on-court signage. They're also going to be giving away the T-shirts and the game toss. They're building awareness of MSC. Just like Virgin Voyages, many people I talk to don't know what MSC is. I mean, they've seen them. They've read about them. All they know is it's the line where it was cheap. It was always cheap to sell MSC. That was their thing. You could cheap for pennies. You get what you pay for. Well, now they're coming into America in a big way, and so they partnered up with the Knicks. I don't know if it's worth it. I've said this before. all of these branding and partnering up stuff, it doesn't matter if the food sucks. Food, service, itinerary. Now, the Caribbean's the Caribbean. So food and service, food and service, food and service. They're going to have basketball clinics on board the Miraviglia. They're going to do this stuff. What they're going to do is get their name in the paper, or what paper? They'll get their name on the internet all the time, and that's really important if they're going to build awareness. And building awareness is very important today, as well as, you know, achieving your capacity aspirations. I'm learning all these words. They're nice, huh? I talk a lot about internet connected to the internet because I struggle. Oceana, here the internet is complimentary. It's hard to complain about internet speed when it's free. Many cruise lines, it is not free. Just about everyone, it's not free. You pay, and it varies. You know, on MSC, that's wild there. You know, here on Oceana, internet's complimentary, one device per room. But let's say you're on your phone, and your wife wants to get on her phone. She can knock you off, literally, and you're off, and she's on. But you can share it on MSC. You have to buy a package, and you buy it for your phone. If your wife wants it on her phone, she has her own package. If she wants it on her tablet or iPad, she has to have another package. Ouch. Here it's complimentary. Well, what are you talking about, Tom? I'm talking about the fact that Carnival Corporation announced an agreement with Starlink. You can't say Elon Musk. Nobody likes him now because he bought Twitter and he turned it into something relatively fair from some point of view. Other people go, oh, nothing but hate. Anyway, his company, SpaceX, they've been firing off rockets more than a guy at a burrito festival. You know what I'm saying? And they have what's known as LEO, Low Earth Orbit Satellite Technology. That it's called LEO. When you see a satellite, if it's real close, just go, hey, LEO, wave to him. And it provides faster service, greater capacity, and more reliable Wi-Fi. This guy's really smart, but it's not him. It's other people that work for him. And I was on an Oceanic cruise, the Oceanic Regatta, pre-pandemic, and we had an astronaut on board. An astronaut, a legitimate astronaut who fixed the Hubble telescope. He had 80 hours walking in space, this guy. Brilliant. He was asked about rocket travel. Get it right, Tom. I'm not retaping today. I don't feel well. And he said if he had a choice between Virgin Voyages, Richard Branson, or SpaceX, he said, every day of the week, SpaceX. He said that people that work for Elon Musk are smarter than anybody that ever worked for NASA. Bottom line is, he has this whole system now, and Carnival signed up. All of the ships will use Starlink, and that means, according to the press release, it rivals on-land connectivity. It could be as fast as on-land. Is it free? Hell no. You're going to pay for it. In fact, I would venture to say that you'll have regular connectivity, or you have a choice of Starlink, and you're going to pay through the nose. But you know what? For some people, that's more important than the drink package. If you're a lawyer with big cases pending, and your wife goes, I want to go on a cruise, I don't want to be home, and you can go on board and stay in touch with your office, what's that worth to you? It's worth anything. You'll pay anything for it. If you have businesses and things like that, it's worth anything. Now, the casual internet user probably isn't going to pay more because they don't care. They would rather not pay and complain about it, to be honest with you. And I'm right at the top of the list with that. I pay extra for internet here so I can download things and other things go. I'm happy to pay it. I'm happy to pay it because I need it to run my non-revenue podcast right here. Now, Josh Weinstein, he's the new CEO of Carnival Corporation. And he's important. It's very important for him to speak like a CEO. And he said, for many of our guests, it has become more and more important to maintain the type of connectivity at sea that they've become accustomed to at home. And of course, to share the unforgettable experiences of their cruise with their friends and family. When they're like when the ship stops dead in the water, somebody falls overboard, they're right there with the picture, right on top of it. And Josh went on to say, we are in the business of delivering happiness and also a lot of starch. And Starlink makes it as easy as possible for our guests to share with the idea. Listen, I think he's doing a great job, honestly, and I think Carnival does a great job. I'm not knocking them. I just like these corporate guys. They just, you know, just like our capacity aspirations. Hey, how many people are we flying this next year? We're going to work on our capacity aspirations. Anyway, all right, get out of that story, Tom. You're dragging things out. Oh, talk about dragging things out. Tom McAlpin back in the news. He's the boss at Virgin Voyages. He's got a tough year coming up because they contracted to build four ships, and they plan on bringing about 15 months apart. And unfortunately, the China virus, the Hunan virus, or whatever the hell we call it, got in the way of that. So they had 2 years, and a Richard Branson deserves a lot of credit, if you can give credit to a billionaire. He went to his pocket, unlike Lim Kok Dae, he went into his pocket for a lot of money to keep this thing going. He really did. Well, this year, they'll have all four ships in the water. Now you're running with the big boys. And it's not easy, because they don't have as much awareness, obviously, as years of NCL Royal Caribbean. People heard of Virgin. They hear more about Virgin from me than anywhere else. So they're working on it. And of course, they have exciting new ports. They must be exciting. But they're the same ports everybody goes to. And over 10 new exciting itineraries, because they're exciting, because they have to be, because they're the same ones everybody goes on. Bottom line is, Virgin, I talk to people, it's different, it's unusual, you know, between the drag shows and the sex kits and the other odds and ends, but they'll find their way. But it's not going to be easy for four. They've got four ships coming out. At the end of the year, they're going to have 4,000 beds to fill every 10 days, or they're doing four-day cruises right now. And that's, I don't get that. I mean, I get it. They want, you know, it's like giving drugs to kids. You want to get them hooked, so you do a four-day, but it's hard work. You know, ask the travel agent. There's as much work in doing a 4 day as they're doing a 14 day. So the people making a lot of money in the travel planning business, you know what they sell? 14 day, 21 day luxury. Not gonna run around doing 4 day Virgin cruises. People complain about this, that, and the other thing, the paperwork and all the other stuff. But according to Tom McAlpin, our challenge is awareness. And he's right. I just like to say it like I'm a corporate guy. He said, when people come on a ship, they see the experience, they love it. They get off the ship and tell their friends. Absolutely right, Tom. Tom, that's how you got to be the big boss. Word of mouth is crucial for me. It is crucial for me that people tell other people. It's called water cooler. You know, I said something that was really obnoxious. You tell other people, they go, oh, I want to listen. I like obnoxious people. I need that. Now, by the way, if you don't enjoy this, do me a favor. Shut up. Don't tell anybody. All right? Don't pass it on. Just say, no. Don't tell anybody. Tom goes on to brag about, see, this is where it gets corporate too. Tom goes on to brag about the company's beach club at Bimini. They said it's a big difference in the market. Hey, come on. We have two private islands at NCL that are spectacular. And Tom goes on to say the beach club at Bimini has two fantastic pools overlooking the Atlantic Ocean, massive palm trees, and Virgin quality DJs. You know his marketing people cringed when they saw that quote. Hey, it's two pools, some trees, and a guy playing records. Be quiet. Anyway, good luck with Virgin. Shut up, Tom. I'm in a rare mood again today. Maybe this is I'm trying to find the tone of this podcast. There has to be a tone. I need more corporate stuff. You know, I need to, look at my capacity of whatever. And maybe angry is the answer. I'm more like Louis Black every day, and I'm not even Jewish. So we'll see what happens. Finally, Hong Kong is open. Let's all say together, who the hell cares? Hong Kong is open. The Silver Spirit was just there yesterday at the Sim Chi Chui Ocean Terminal. Beautiful place. Here's the deal. They don't know why they're open. They haven't solved their COVID issues. They're open because mainland China said you're going to be open. There's all kinds of restrictions. Even the capacity of the ship, the Silver Spirit is not full. It carries 650. It only has 300 people. That's why it was allowed to dock. What do they have? 32 million people in one street in Hong Kong? And they're worried about 600 people on a silver sea ship? Believe me, those guys are wearing masks on their tuchus. They got gloves on. They look like Michael Jackson, both hands covered. Anyway, Hong Kong is open. We're scheduled. We were. Why did I say we? I have nothing to do with it. Oceania Insignia, my next ship, hopefully, was scheduled to stop there. And mainland China, gone. No China. No China because of the China virus. So we're not going there. And I hope we don't. It's too many restrictions. I've been to Hong Kong. I feel bad if you don't get to go, but go next year. You know? And if you don't, buy the video. Have a happy Thursday. I'm going to go take some nice pills and maybe try to do something with this. I'm afraid this is going to stay with me forever. This is my new voice, which is, I sound like Pearl Mesta. Who knows that? Nobody knows that name. Talk to you tomorrow.